Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are in a series on the Ten Commandments from the Book of Exodus called Guardrails. And the main idea of this series is you don't have to choose between the rules and relationship. This week, we are on the sixth commandment, which in the original language is just two words, no murder. And at first reading, on the surface, many of us think we've nailed this one. Like if ever there was a command which we are perfectly obeying, it was this one, right? Put a check mark in the box. I've never killed someone, right? And I think that's the temptation with a lot of these commands is to kind of look at them on the surface and think that if we're not committing any physical violation of the command, then we're good to go, right? Wrong. There is more than meets the eye under these two words, do not murder. And we know this because Jesus interprets the law for us in the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, when he says, you've heard it said that you shall not commit murder, but I say to you, everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says to another, you fool, will be liable to the fire of hell. Wow, that's a lot bigger than just don't take a life, right? So it's not just physically taking a life, although that's definitely part of it, that's a part of this command, but it's more about our heart's attitude toward people versus simply what we do physically to them. So it has more to do with where the physical act of murder comes from than the physical act of murder itself. When someone decides to take a life, that decision comes from somewhere. It comes from somewhere inside of a person. It has to do with their heart. It has to do more with hate than it does homicide. It has to do more with anger than a specific physical act. And when it comes to this command, we really need to ask ourselves what's going on in our hearts. What's going on under the surface? But not only that, we need to ask, Not only is it who we hate, because I think very few of us would be willing to admit that we actually hate someone or a group of people, but one question we might want to ask to get at who we actually do kind of hate is who are we avoiding, right? Who is it that we just go out of our way to avoid? Who is it that gets under our skin? Who is it that irritates and frustrates us? But an even more important question is, what do we do with our anger? I think we tend to live in two extremes when it comes to anger. One pastor puts it this way, we either possess blow anger or no anger. We either blow up angry like the Hulk or we have no anger because we have learned to suppress our emotions. And neither one of those is healthy. We should avoid both of these extremes. Instead, he says we need slow anger, like it says in James 1:19, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. To blow up in anger shows that there's something unresolved in us that needs our attention. The thing under the thing, the thing under the surface, we need to move toward that and be kind and curious about it and ask, what's really going on here? Or there are those of us who are trying not to feel anger, either because we've been told it's bad or we don't like ourselves when we become angry. But we need to realize avoiding our anger doesn't make it go away. It just comes out in different ways. Instead, we need slow anger. Be slow to become angry. We need to allow ourselves to feel it, acknowledge it, be curious about it, and seek to resolve it. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Please come back for more episodes tomorrow. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are slow to anger with us, abounding in steadfast love. Help us to love each other that way. Give us slow anger, not blow anger or no anger. And help us to love those around us and not be angry at them or avoidant of them, but to engage them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord who it is that you have been avoiding that God is calling you to love.